To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked at the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A,
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
Smack Talk Nation.
What's up? Welcome to another episode of the Smack Talk Show. Oh, the Chef Line Lock Show. I'm sitting in today for Chef Line Lock, so we're going to have it play it close to the vest and by the rules, 90 minutes in and out. Easy peasy, just like that, greasy. Like, make it official, like a referee with them. All right, guys, hold them down with Les Chef Line Show. Make sure we go out and support all the upcoming events. If I miss any, charge it to my head, not my heart. But big ones I know on the horizon, North versus South. Long Island Joe, Dexter Curry, doing it up real big. 14 years right, always right, never wrong. Doing it up at the Lot Motorsports Park. Big macaroni and cheese contest. And I'm going to be up in that piece. So, y'all come on out and vote for Pro Stocks Mac. A lot of graduation going on. We'll talk a little bit about that yesterday. We'll talk a little bit about it more today, I'm sure. But got a lot of graduation going on. So, big props out to those guys for doing their due diligence, doing their job as promoters to bring us the best shows that we look forward to annually. All right, so good deal on that, North versus South. March 22nd, 23rd, Lot Motorsports Park. Hotels are filling up fast, so do your thing. Also, the next weekend, John Gantor. You know, prayers still going up to him, man. He's still on the mend. But, you know, he's a fighter. He's doing his thing. He's out there trying to be brave for the people. We love you, man. We admire your courage. But we respect your health. So, you know, less is more. Just my advice. Ain't trying to tell nobody what to do. But we want to see you around playing chess, not checkers. A few moves here. Few moves for the long term. Anyway, John Gantor, we love you, man. Your event's coming up, Brawl for it All, March 29th and 30th. So we definitely look forward to getting out there and supporting you on that up at Coastal Plains Dragway. So we definitely look forward to that. Trying to get my sound system together here. I don't know what's going on. But, okay. I'm going to put my disc back in my ears. That's better than nothing. Anyway, so, and Deion Kennedy got a big event coming up March 28th, 29th, same date, up at the Fabled Buds Creek. And that'll be season opener for DKR, Deion Kennedy Racing. Got to go support that brother, man. Big tie action is up there, up and running. I think the Stick It To Him Nationals might be there, might be in a part of that with the big tie guy, Barry White and the boys. And also this weekend, Cecil County, Killer going in battle with Little Man. So you're definitely waiting to see what's going to happen with that one. And April 13th, Maddox and Dotson and I'm on the air. Oh, shit. Okay. Hold on. Thanks. Oh, wait a minute. All right, guys. I guess I kind of screwed up because Zoom is asking for a password, and I have to take off the password. So I have to go into the settings and get that fixed. Let me get it fixed. I apologize for that. Let me stop for a minute, and let me go in here and see if I can get that stuff fixed. Don't know what the hell it is, but let me see if I can get it fixed. Here we go. All right, hold on. Hold on, folks. Hold on. Okay. General. All right, guys. Hold on just a minute. I'm trying to figure out what I did wrong. Let's see what I did wrong. Let me see what I did wrong. Hold on, guys. I can't nobody get in on Zoom because it's asking for a password. Let me come over here. Hold on. I apologize. Hold on just one second. I apologize, folks. Just one second. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Hold on. Here we go. Password required. Trying to get a change. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, boy. All right. I'm just going to hang up and call back in. Everybody, I'm just going to hang up and we'll call back in. All right. Shit.
Goodbye.
Okay. How about that?
Oh, it's not
the right thing. Let me see. How about that?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. I apologize. I'm having all kinds of difficulties over here. I don't know what the hell is going on. but doing the best I can. So here we go. All right. So if we're all there now, so let me say welcome everybody to the show. We're filling in for Chef Lon Lock today. We apologize. Let me see, make sure we are on the Facebook side as well. Are we coming through on the Facebook side? All right, guys. So filling in for Chef Lon Lock today. And the topic of the day is simply this. I'm trying to get everything together over here. Is everybody there?
Yeah, we're still here.
I'm sorry, what? I'm okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm fucking up all the way around. I'm doing some shit y'all wasn't supposed to see. Anyway, so here we are. I'm filling in for Chef Lon Lock today, man. We got the blog talk side wide open. If you guys want to call straight into the show, if you want to call straight into the show, the call-in number is not that line. The call-in number is 516-387-1412. 516-387-1412. That is the call-in number if you want to call in straight. No fucking with, you ain't got to fuck with Zoom. You ain't got to go through Zoom. All right, so got a good topic for you today. I'm having a good conversation with somebody. And we were talking about All things even, you're looking for a driver to race in the big race. You're looking for a driver or tuner or whoever, and you're going to go into battle, the big race. Look, what do you look for? What do you look for? What do you look for in the driver in the big race? Do you look for confidence or do you look for experience? Confidence or experience in the big race? You're looking for a driver in the big race. You look for confidence or you look for experience? Sherry Tucker, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you. Norman Duncan, appreciate you for tuning in. Ghetto Cowboy, appreciate you. Crystal, appreciate you. Ronald, I appreciate you. Frankie Avalon, Kenny, I appreciate you. Cliff Milton, appreciate you. Whoever he is on iPhone, Walter, man, appreciate you. And Underdog, appreciate you as well. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. On behalf of Chef Lon Lock, and he's up here himself, man. I think that's Mark Jackson on the iPhone or maybe
I
think Silverhawk or whatever it was. What's up, Doctor? So, yeah, I got a good question for you today, man. I had a big argument about whether you going for experience. Are you going for confidence when you trying to pick a race? Everything else is equal, more or less, but the two drivers, when it come down to it, you looking for confidence, you looking for experience. Man, so you want experience. I hear you. Anybody else? Who would I want to experience? Okay, Frankie Avalon, he want experience. Some people like that. Some people like the experience that you had there. The call-in number is 516-387-1412, I believe. I'm going to write that down. 516-387-1412 is the call-in number for All Grudge News Network shows. All Grudge News Network shows. The call-in number is 516-387-1412. Call, get right in. Make sure we know who you are as soon as you talk to us. Make sure we know who you are or else we kicking your ass out, because even though some people can't recognize bullshit, other people can, all right?
So, post up.
Talk to me, Walter. Waller, you're the only man I know call himself Waller, but it ain't. But go ahead, Waller, I'm sorry.
All right, fan. I know a lot of people saying experience, but you can have the experience but not confident in what you are doing. So I would say I'd rather go for the man that's confident and he can win the race.
Ooh.
So you have a man that's experienced, but he ain't confident in himself.
That's a completely different look. That's a completely different way to look at it. Confidence versus experience. The big race is here. You trying to bet your few little dollars, your lot of dollars, your holler dollars, whatever kind of dollars, your discount dollars, your grudge dollars, whatever dollars you got, you trying to bet them on the big race. You got two races. One of them confident. One of them got a lot of experience. One of them confident as a motherfucker. You know he going to tear his ass up. And the other one, motherfucker, I done been here. I done done this. He got that experience. He laid back. He smooth with it. He's saying, yeah, young boy. This ain't my first rodeo, young man. Calvin Crowley said, I like anything else. You got to have a good work. Like anything else, you got to have a good work history. So the man talking about experience, I think that's what you're saying, experience. I got a couple full experience. I got a major one, a major reason behind the man said he liked confidence. Well, that's a major reason, too, man. So you got to have a good work history. You got to have a good resume. You want the man with the good resume or the man that with the goddamn good swag? Swag is confidence. I believe I can get the job done. Experience is knowing you can get the job done. Which one you want, the swag or the confidence? The experience.
Joe. An old
yes, sir.
Saying, isn't experience the best teacher?
Yeah, they say that a lot, but somebody
it
said
be best teacher, but if a man ain't confident in what he's doing, don't mean anything.
You ever had one of those off nights? Is that experience or is that lack of confidence? Where does that off night come from? What does that great night come from? Experience or confidence? Come on, guys.
A man can be out there with all the experience in the world. Mm-hmm. But if he ain't confident in what he's doing, I mean, hey, he might go out there in red light or lead light.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Who do I know that's confident and ain't got no experience? Like, you know what? I was talking about the Illuminati Black Nasty race in Florida, right? And I'm not going to say who was saying what, but or who was even saying it. But somebody was saying, I would have bet on Black Nasty because they car looked way faster than the Illuminati car. And furthermore, everything else equal, I would have bet on the experience of Scott King behind the Black Nasty car faster than I would the inexperience of Keenan behind the Illuminati car. And the other person said just the opposite thing. The other person said, I would have bet on, if it had to be down to driver, I would have bet on the guy who was most confident, which was Keenan. This is not me talking about it. This is the conversation. They said Keenan was the most confident because he and his whole team believed they were, you know, this was a David and Goliath race. They were Goliath. They couldn't be beat. They bought everything. They did everything. They prepared the team, the tuna, the whole team, the money man, the driver, the quarterback. They had everything together, and they believed they couldn't lose because they were Goliath. You did everything right not to lose. They prepared not to lose. So they had confidence. So Keenan was the better driver that day. So say something. Because it was confidence.
Timmy won it with the confidence. Because confidence means you've been driving that car a long time. So you got confidence in that car that you're going to win. But experience can drive any car. You can jump in and out any car for a ride.
Okay. That's one thought. Experience can drive any car, but confidence can make you drive the car that day, can't it? You ever seen somebody have one of those great games? Like, how did you do that? I was in the zone. What is the zone? Is that confidence? Being in the zone?
Yeah,
you're going with the guy that's confident. Guy in the zone, you're going confidence or experience. That's an interesting bet. You have to bet your money on one or the other, confidence or experience.
Also, the gentleman down there just said, experience can drive any car, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he could jump in a car, it could be five cars out of that day. And he never drove them cars. I mean, he got what experience he want. But, hey, if he ain't confident in himself, he can't drive them cars.
Mm. Anybody else got anything on that? Hey, Turn the Show Out. You want to comment on that, Mr. Turn the Show Out? Nobody knows who that is but you. Let's see if you're going to comment and turn the show out. This is a good conversation, I think. Norman said, experience is the best teacher. Frankie said,
ain't drive up here.
Huh?
Ain't drive up here.
Who?
Driver.
Driver's up here. He's up there.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
What's happening, fellas?
We're trying to find out your thoughts on the matter. What you believe? I'm betting with confidence. My money going with confidence. Some people say my money going with the experience. Where your money going?
I'm going with the confidence. You got to be confident all the way around. You got to be confident in yourself. You got to be confident in your equipment. And like I said, you can be an experienced driver like Walt Man was saying a couple minutes ago. You can have five or six cars. You jump in each one of them going to be different. You're going to screw yourself up some way, somehow. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to tell nobody, but you're going to screw up. Like I said, you got a confident person. Like I said, he confident, he going to make it be. Like I said, experienced person, he hoping. He hoping everything go right.
Yep.
I've seen a lot of experienced drivers last week. I've seen a lot of confident drivers last week.
What?
Down there, Bradenton.
What if that confident driver ain't got no experience?
Another thing, you look at Willie Dog. Willie Dog ran there in Darlington. Willie Dog was confident in his equipment that was going to get the job done, and it did.
Who was dead?
Willie Dog ran down Darlington. Darlington the weekend.
Okay, so, all right. So Willie Dog, you say his confidence was the thing that caused him to win?
Well, he was confident his car can get the job done. I mean, it's like, how do you go in the battle? You go in the battle feeling confident that I'm going to win this race. You don't go in a battle thinking, oh, well, my experience is going to win this race.
Wait a minute. Hold. I might have to challenge you on that one, Doctor. I like a lot of what you said, but you know, I'm going to throw the flag on that one because hear what I'm saying to you. Okay? You saying experience don't win races. Can any knowledgeable grudge racer on this show, a grudge racing fan, tell me what wins the most grudge races? How do you win most grudge races? In the stips or in the race?
Consistent can win the most of them.
A consistent performance, but I'm saying, where do you win the race at? Now, you have to go be consistently performed because you negotiate the race based on your performance, so you got to be consistent. We get that. That's true, Walter. But where do you win the race? With your performance or negotiating what performance you got to give?
I mean, well, if you look at it that way, then, yeah, you look at experience, anybody that experienced negotiate stiffs and stuff like that. But also look at it this way. If you confident, then you already experienced. Because most of the confidence people already, they done been out there for a while. Period. They ain't just started yesterday.
So, okay, yeah, that was really... Go ahead, Walter.
I want to say this here. Okay, well, I say confidence. Because back in the day when I was driving myself, I used to go in a bar and hang there to the bar closed, be half drunk, go home 2 hours, get some rest. Because I was confident in myself that I could win that race. So it didn't matter. And I run against a sprint person, but I was confident I was going to win. And I did win.
So the difference between one and the other is their level of confidence. Let me ask you this. Hey, Ronald, let me ask you this real quick. Hey, Rhino, I see you up here. Doctor, I appreciate you being up here. Let me holler at you real quick. Not you, Silverhawk. Rhino, on the iPhone, Rhino. I think that's Nino Brown, Pops. I'm going to be patient and wait on you for a couple more minutes. You're on the live show, though. Okay, you know what? I'm going to move on. I'm going to give you Ghetto Cowboy. Let me give you a shout. Hey, what's up, Doctor? How you doing? Hey, Ghetto, what's up, Doctor? What's up, Anthony Whitaker? Appreciate you. What's up, Patty Cake? Hey, Ghetto Cowboy, you with me, Doctor? All right. Let me see. Who else is up here I can get to answer this question? Anthony Whitaker, I'm going to ask you on Facebook. You can take just as long to answer as they do over here, so it won't even matter. Let me ask you this question, Anthony Whitaker, on Facebook side. So, Sometimes you're confident about something of some races, and sometimes you're not confident no matter what, how much experience you have. So let me ask you a question. Do you have to have experience to be confident, or does experience give you confidence? Because sometimes you ain't confident in you. I mean, sometimes you are experienced and you're not confident. So, Anthony Whitaker, what do you think? Do you have to have experience to get confidence, or do you have to have confidence to get experience? I mean, think about it. It's a chicken and the egg concept, you know. Which has to come first? Do you have to have confidence to gain the experience, to get in those situations, those races, or do you have to have experience before you can try to get in some races and be confident in yourself? Okay. Be confident in yourself. Do you have to have? Because that's you know, I'm thinking back when I started racing. When I got in the car, I was just a cocky little mother. Shut your mouth. Tell my pro stop. I was a cocky little. That's why them dudes, you know, like it wasn't even a season before they gave me my name, Pro Stop Joe. It wasn't a season of them seeing me and watching me. The way I came onto this shit and the way I attacked the car and approached the whole shit. I mean, I think I'm with you, Walter, man. I'm on that confidence team. You know, you got to have confidence to get experience. Because if you scared to get in that motherfucker, if you scared to lock in, to gain some experience about what's a good lock-in and what's a bad lock-in. If you're scared to take your lumps, if you're scared, buy a dog. I mean, that's what this shit is really about, being scared. You confident is about – go ahead.
A lot of people, they'll look at it, especially you driving a person car. And first thing, they look at the other guy. He might have experience, but they know also – their driver got plenty of confidence that he can win. I really go for the man who got confidence he can win.
Let me find out funny these other guys got confidence, Walter. I know you got plenty, man. You was shop. I used to do it to be the best they ever did. They used to fly you in on the plane with the wrong leather coat and shit.
And that,
you know.
That's how I got that name, Shopify.
You played the game at a high level and you got paid to play. That's what real players do. When they pay you to do whatever it is you're doing, that's when you know you're a real player. Warbull, come on, talk to me, man. I apologize. Me and Walter just kicking like old school dudes who, you know, got them stories. But we confident about our show. You got any confidence in yourself, man?
Yeah.
What is confidence? What you confident about?
I mean, just what racing?
This is a racing show, man. I'm sorry.
I'm confident that I'm going to take the tree with me every time. Every time I know I'm going to take the tree with me.
So part of your confidence is you going to leave first.
I'm going to leave first every time. If he leave before me, he red.
If he leave before you, he going to be red. So listen, now let me ask you, is that a part of your calculation when you decide, no, can I run this dude head up? Because you already know in your head, even if he run a little bit faster than you, a tenth or two tenths, you can pick that up on a tree. Is that your calculation?
Yeah, when I do my grudge math, I'm like, okay, he can't leave, so I'm going to try something. I'm going to gamble. My grudge map might tell me he's a little bit faster than me, but if I know if I can leave on him, I'm going to try my hand. Might not be for a lot of money, but I'm going to try him.
Okay, confidence. Confidence. Are you confident in your tree game? Okay. Let me see what some other people is confident about up in here, man. Y'all got any confidence in yourself about anything? Ronald, I see you took your phone off mute. You got any confidence to speak up and confidence to tell us what you got going on? You got any confidence, Ronald? Or do you got some experience? You got experience enough to lay in the background with no confidence? I mean, no, I ain't saying you don't, but I was just putting one in. I'm something. Hey, Silverhawk, how you doing? Let me see, you got
any
confidence.
Hey, what's going on? You saying an experienced man could hop in any car? Anybody's car? Experienced man?
That's not what I said. That was said.
No, I'm asking.
What do you say to that? Do I say that? I didn't say anything. I'm hosting the show for Cliff.
Well,
so I'm asking you. You know, I brought up the topic. Do you believe in when you picking a driver or to grudge race? You picking the all things even. You know, do you choose the guy because he has experience or because he has confidence?
Confident.
All right, tell us why.
Because my man said, man, I'm a whip that guy out. Shit, I'm a leave him on the light and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's confidence to me. Now, he get in there and said, man, I don't know if we could beat him. Oh, man, you getting your ass out the car.
If he come to the ring like that boy Michael Spinks, and his wife was crying when he was this.
Yeah. Now, Joe, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you something. We went to Capitol, right? Put a guy in my car.
Okay.
Boy, young Smalls told me, go ahead, put him in the car. The man could drive, right? He could drive any car. I seen him drive any car.
He got
in my car. He went to push the button. When he went to push the button, his thing was going from side to side, shaking. Now, this man is an experience. When he went to hit that button, he was shaking.
When he went to fire it up.
What you think I went and did?
You snatched him out of the car instantly. But
goddamn
I don't,
right.
Let me ask you this. Should you have snatched him out? Because you killed all his confidence then. I mean, maybe he need a little time to warm up. You gonna kill the man confidence.
No.
Hey, Patty Cake from Facebook. Patty Cake from Facebook. Are you over here trying to get in, Patty Cake from Facebook? Hey, Patty Cake from Facebook, are you trying to get in? Because I know you don't come on the show too much. I know you have before, but Patty Cake, talk to me. I don't want to keep you in the waiting room if that's really you. Patty Cake, Baker's man. Patty Cake, I'm going to leave you as long as I can.
Hey, pros up.
Yes.
I know a guy right now. I know a guy from New York all the way to North Carolina to drive his car.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an experienced driver. Been driving for years.
Mm.
When he got in that man's car and fired up, he jumped up and said, man, I can't drive his car. So I can't drive it. He had no confidence in himself. That's what I'm saying.
I believe it. I believe it.
Oh, we had a debate today, y'all. We're talking about confidence versus experience. So he got nervous. He was shaking. He was shook. Hey, listen, let me get a female perspective. That's what I'm talking about, Walla. Let me get a female perspective in here. Christina, could you like to give your take on this debate, whether you were looking for your driver to be experienced or you want your driver to be confident? Talk to me. Talk to us.
Well, if we're speaking in regards to grudge racing, right? So
we don't talk about nothing else.
Well, it sounds like some of these other people might be talking about something else. I'm just saying, if we're talking about grudge racing, and I'm betting my money, I'm betting with experience every time.
Okay, speak on it.
Point blank.
Why is that?
Because with a grudge racer, experience—they've been there, they've been on that line many a times, they've been under that pressure many a times, right? So
that's a new word. You said the word.
And you can have all the confidence in the world, but if you've never been under that type of pressure before, say, you know, you guys running for 10 grand or something like that. If you've never been under that type of pressure before, nah, I'm going with the experience. Because
ooh,
a new driver can have confidence, have all the confidence in the world.
Makes sense.
So,
but also now, that guy that you just talking about, he ran for 10 grand. If that man ran for that 10 grand and he ain't bet none of that money in that pot, he can have all the experience he want. He probably get nervous because he got somebody else's money on the line.
I said a grudge racer, a real grudge racer. I'm going to take a rookie over here with all this confidence, this rookie little young buck rookie coming here, and we got Tony Bonds with all this experience. Number one, Tony is experienced.
No.
Probably going to trick this little confident rookie over here. Point blank. Probably going to trick them already.
But
so
we're not talking about just picking somebody out there and never drove a cup or vehicle before.
It wasn't stated, though. It was just stated confidence versus experience. You have all the confidence in the world. But if you ain't got the experience, you ain't got nothing.
Okay, because the first thing you need to explain to her then, we talking about a guy, we just going to pick somebody out there, put him in there. This man been racing all his life also. They got the confidence. Give me the man got that confidence.
Well,
then,
he been racing all his life. He got the experience too. So what are you going to say?
Let's give a scenario. So let's
–
so
let's – more confidence than the other one?
So let's give a scenario so that everybody can be on the same page, talking about the same scenario. We're talking about a situation similar to, not exactly, but similar to the Black Nasty and Illuminati scenario, all right? We have two very capable cars, very even cars. Both cars go fast. Both cars got believers, all right? We on the same page?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so now then you got the two drivers, both very capable drivers. But if we want to be honest about it, one got way more experience than the other. So Scott and Keenan, both good drivers. Nobody denies that at all. But when it comes to experience, Scott has way more experience than Keenan. We agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we agree on that. Well, that's my opinion about that right there.
Okay.
I would have went with Scott because of the number. I would have did if I was betting my money. I would have did my homework, and what I've heard, the Keenan been known to go red for the bread. So I'm gonna bet with Scott. I don't care how fast the Illuminati is. I'm betting with Scott. I don't care how confident Keenan is. I'm betting with Scott because I'm getting ready to look at their track records at that point.
Marcus Wonga said experience wins every time. Calvin Crawley said racers are different, a different breed. What does that mean? I'm not sure. Maybe you got to be a little more expressive. Anthony Wilkins said be confident in yourself. And blah, blah, blah. Okay. But experience versus confidence. This is a good conversation. There are believers on both sides. And we added a new word into the conversation, the word pressure. Pressure. Who you think would fold under the pressure more? The guy who's confident or the guy who's experienced? Which one is going to handle the pressure better? Which one is going to handle the pressure better? Will your confidence overcome the pressure? Or will your experience overcome the pressure?
Yo, I've seen a lot of experienced guys. Fall for that bridge.
And yep. So you're saying
they had experience.
So you say it's not about your level of experience, it's your level of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Y'all, Norman, you agree with that? Ghetto Cowboy, you agree with that? That you guys don't have enough experience to go out there and if you ain't got no confidence? You got to have confidence to get experience is what the man is saying. You got to have confidence in order to get experience. You can't get experience. You can't win if you don't get in. You can't win if you don't get in. It's just that simple. If you don't jump in the fire based on your confidence in your abilities, your confidence. We've been in this too long to let nobody, you know, just lollygag. I mean, it's like people always talking about the trick bag, but we've been in it. I mean, some guys are rookies, and you can tell by they make, you know, the rookie mistakes and get caught up in this and get trick bagged over there. I mean, it happens. We've seen it up here. But the OGs are smooth with it, and they just, you know, when they figure out they, you know, they weigh the pros and cons, and experience not perfect, okay?
All you got to do, get in that person's head, put that pressure on them.
Patty Cake, what's my phone number? Put my phone number on the screen. You, Patty Cake, nobody else. Put my phone number on the screen, then I'll let you in. You call me all the time.
I was telling you, Postdoc, Kevin Hunt, I was talking about, killed a guy all the way to North Carolina, almost 10, 11 hours to drive for,
mm-hmm.
an experienced driver. When that man got down there, he didn't have no confidence in his own self. He jumped up, and the car fired up, everything was shaking. He got mm-hmm. out, said, I can't drive this car. I think you was there that particular day when all that happened.
I was. But see, here's the thing. So what do you think? So what do you think it was, Walter? You say he had no confidence?
Man. He had no confidence in himself.
Wait a minute. Let's find out who's got the confidence and who don't, because that's what it comes down to. So he said, do you agree that confidence is needed to get experience, or do you have to have experience to gain confidence? Which comes first, the confidence or the experience? Which comes first?
Well, I mean, right there, it's pretty near a head-up thing. It's a hard answer. So both of them, you need both.
Well, which came first, the chicken or the egg? That's the whole conversation.
We don't know that. We don't know which one came first.
You know what, Walter, man? I think we're going to have to be diplomatic
about
it.
All of this, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Who can handle that pressure? That's it.
Yep.
It's the person that can handle the pressure.
So experience
a lot of people
important.
Can't handle pressure.
experience is important, and confidence is important as well. But the key to having either one of them is being able to handle
pressure.
Okay. Let me bring you in, Patty Cake, but you're going to have to show yourself real quick. You're going to have to show yourself real quick, because if you don't, I'm going to kick you out, because there's hackers be up in here bullshitting. Come on in, Patty Cake. Come on in. You good. All right, Patty Cake, show me yourself real quick. Just a flash. Show me yourself real quick.
Just got hacked.
Not yet. Let me see. Patty Cake, let me see you. Let me see you. Patty Cake, you better talk to me and say something. You'll be in the waiting room, motherfucker. Three, I'm going to give you five. I'm going to give you four. Two, one. In the waiting room you go. Okay, there you go. You need that in order to run to get the experience. So you need what? In order to run and get the experience.
Join the meeting.
Hey, Joe, get a phone number out where somebody could call in. So somebody asking me what the phone number is.
Oh, 516-387-1412. The phone number to call directly in, 516-387-1412.
You say 516?
Yes, sir. 516.
And what else?
387-1412.
Uh-huh.
I put the number in the comments. What number, Sherry? Oh, the number in the comments. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. The number's in the, but yeah, some people are on the telephone, though, Sherry, but thank you, though. The direct call-in number is 516-387-1412. And today's topic is it experience or is it confidence?
Hey,
creates...
Pro Doc.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, let me tell you about this right here. So I'm going to tell you about experience and confidence. I think it was my second grudge race. I was confident. I was hyped. I had the fastest car. Everybody was betting with me and everything. Got up there and rolled through the damn light. And that came from lack of experience. I was confident, but that lack of experience, I rolled through the light.
But,
and lost.
What about the guy that got all the experience in the world and what they do the same thing?
I mean, it's possible, but this is my situation. I was confident. I was confident. I was hyped up. Everything had the fastest car, faster car, and everything got up there and rolled through life. I think, what happened with me is that I didn't have the car in first. I didn't pull the car back in first gear after I did my burnout. So I was so hyped and confident, I didn't think to check. See, an experienced driver now that, you know, I would check. I'd make sure everything's where it's supposed to be. So when I got up there at the stage, car wasn't in first. So when I went down on the button, it didn't lock in. It rolled through the light.
So he was nervous.
I wasn't nervous. I didn't have a reason
wait a minute. She wasn't handling the pressure.
I didn't have a reason to be nervous. I was just hyped and confident. I knew I couldn't lose.
She was confident.
Here's the thing, when you get overly excited, I can see you making mistakes and doing stuff in a rush, and I also see it the other way, when you do stuff in a rush because you're scared, overly excited, or nervous or something, so you can look at it either way, but everybody don't do everything for the same way, so I guess it's up to you to decide what it is. Kevin Hunt says, Corey Loder, what's up, Dr. Crystal Rollins? Kevin Hunt says, let me ask you this question. Would you trust someone that say they have confidence in turning your race car and tuning your race car, or someone that you have that you know have experience?
Now this could be that's a different question, yeah, though.
That's a tuner.
But you gotta know both because you gotta investigate both.
Right.
Well, next you want a guy with experience tuning your car. That's completely different.
Hey Norman, is that you? Norman, is that you?
Yeah, I had a phone call I had to take there.
No, no, doctor. I'm just saying, you know, the hackers be up here. I apologize, doctor. I'm just checking to make sure it's who it is supposed to be. You know, these motherfuckers get
also,
here playing.
To the experience, now, of course, the experienced driver is going to have confidence. So am I going to take a lesser experienced guy, possibly, but with a lot of confidence? I'd rather have the experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say this. Kevin, you said answer the question, what would I do if I would trust someone so they have confidence in tuning my race car or someone that I know have experience? Well, Patty Cake, I let you in for a long time, but you wouldn't say anything. If you come in again, if you open your video so we can see that's you, you can get in. But I think it's a joke right now. My spidey sense, my grudge sense is telling me it's not real. I'm doing the grudge math on this shit. My grudge sense is telling me it ain't real. So you stop that for real. Unless you call my phone and tell me it's you, okay? Call my phone and tell me it's you, and then I'll let you in, okay? You got a way to solve every problem. We got a lot of technology. Yeah. But anyway.
Joe, for me, now a driver's ability is different than a tuner's ability. Yes, there's pressure on the tuner somewhat.
And there's not pressure on the driver, you're saying? Wow.
No. Vice versa, I'm saying there's no real pressure on it. It is, I mean, it's some, but it's not as much. The driver for a big race, the most pressure is on him or her.
Okay. Oh, so not the tuner so much. Wow, okay. That's a different way. That's a different way to look at it. I mean, I don't know if I agree or disagree. I'm just trying to think and blink for a second, you know, take a few blinks and think about what you're saying before I agree or disagree.
Mm. A big race, I believe it's 50-50 on a tuner and a driver.
Hey, Joe.
Hope he put the right tune up in there. Hope the driver do his job.
That Patty Cake, Joe, let her in.
Okay, go ahead. Come back in, Patty Cake. You good.
She said she canceled it. Yeah. Oh. She said I
apologize, Patrick. I didn't think it was you. You would. It's like, I guess I'm super sensitive because maybe the hackers are doing it. I guess you see, we always read too much into some shit. We look at our friend and we think they're the enemy because whatever. So I apologize, Patrick. I apologize. I should have just let you in because. You know what? You've been coming over here lately. You've been supporting the show lately. Thank you for being a friend to the show, Patty Cake. I apologize humbly to you, for real. I wish you would please come back over to the show and come on over. There you go. Thank you, man. I apologize.
You know how women get, Joe, they get a little sensitive.
Well, we do, and the men do too, So thank you, Patty Cake, for supporting the show. We definitely appreciate you, hon. All right. And thank you, Silverhawk, for putting that connect together. I appreciate you, doctor.
Yeah.
All right. So, but back to this confidence versus experience argument. You know what? Let's give it a little bit deeper. Let's do the grudge math on this thing because deeper than confidence or experience, beneath the both of them, I think Christina was the first one to use the word pressure. Pressure. Who is better equipped? What's bigger than pressure? Can you overcome pressure better by confidence or overcome it better by experience? How do you best overcome pressure, confidence, or experience? How can you best overcome pressure?
Join the meeting.
How can you best overcome pressure? Hey, whoever that iPhone was just came in. Talk to me real quick. Let me see it's you real quick. Whoever that last iPhone came in. iPhone. Who that?
Yo.
Folks, that man is confident. It's hard to put pressure on him.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me get this cleared up. That iPhone, just tell me who you are real quick. That's all.
That is Mark. It's Mark.
Okay, that's all. You good, doctor? Yeah, Walter, see, Patty Cake, not only you, I do it to everybody. I don't know. If I don't know their name, I do it to them, Patty Cake. I'm sorry. I protect the show is what I mean. I'm trying to protect the show because I don't want nobody to say, Jesus, what was that, Pro Stock? Like I did something on purpose. But anyway, I just don't know how to run this.
You're fine.
Board
thank
good.
You, Jeff.
Okay, Patty Cake. I'm sorry. Yeah, we don't want you to think we didn't want you on the show. But, yeah, Walter, go ahead.
No, I was saying the man that's confident is hard to put pressure on.
A man that's confident is hard to put pressure on it. And you know what? I'm looking at that race, man, and I'm looking at it. If somebody asked me about who I like, everybody knows that Black Nasty is my blood cousin, and we're family. Beyond that, we're friends. And I was rooting for him that day. I was expecting him to win. I was rooting for him. Fuck it. I was rooting for Black Nasty. That's my family. Fuck it. I was rooting for him. But I was still maintaining my neutrality when I interviewed and I hung out with Dave and the guys and we drank tequila and Dave, you know, showed us all some first class hospitality is what it is. And we were sitting around, you know, me and the grudge agent was having a conversation. Everybody was talking, and we had a lot of fun. But on that day, in terms of confidence,
join the meeting.
Keenan was way more confident than Scott. I believe my sense gave me that Keenan was way more confident. The whole team was confident. They thought they had the race won, and you know I was going against what my grudge map was telling me, but you know I was going with loyalty on that one. I was going with the home team on that one. And hey, 646 3781. Who's that, please? Just real quick. 646-3781. Who's that?
That's Rob. What's up,
girl? Oh, what's up, doctor? What's good with you, man? Appreciate you.
Just tuning in, man.
No doubt, doctor. We definitely appreciate you for checking in, man. Definitely appreciate you. But these guys, you know, these folks be trying to tear the show down and shit. We try to build something up, they try to tear it down. But we're going to keep on rocking. That's what it is, baby. We're having a good conversation about pressure. Where does it come from? Does it come from a lack of confidence? Does it come from a lack of experience? Pressure, when you can't handle the pressure, you can't handle the truth. You can't handle the pressure. Where does that come from? You know, Christina talked about when she rode through the lights and walked the mountain. Man talked about when a guy, Kevin Hunt, the little guy from New York City, and to get in his car and he couldn't do it. I got stories about how I got in a guy's car, been at the track all day long making passes, and he couldn't get the car to go where he wanted it to go. And I said, you know, he suggested I go down the track in the car. I took down the track and I told him what he was doing wrong, that he had a Buick and he was shifting it too high. He was trying to shift it like a Chevrolet, and he started shifting the car a little bit earlier because he was shifting by hand then, and he made the car go faster. So I made it go faster first, then he made it go faster than that because he did, you know. Anyway, the point is, We've had stories about confidence or lack of confidence. Let me ask you this question now, dude. Does anybody still think that confidence doesn't
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I think you have to have a little bit of both.
Where does one come from? Hold on, Silverhawk. Where does one come from, Ghetto? I mean, how do you get one without the other? How do you be confident with no experience? And how do you get experience with no confidence?
Well, we're talking about grudge racing, right? So,
right.
I'll give you an example, right? So, say you have someone with experience, right? A lot of experience. But he's been doing drag racing. Now he comes into the grudge world. It's totally different. The atmosphere is different. He's on the line. There's people around the car. There's money. A lot of money being bet. He can have the experience at the light, but then he doesn't have the confidence, and he's going to be a little bit shaky. He's not used to it. He's not used to the pressure.
So you're basically saying he doesn't have experience at grudge racing, so he's not confident.
Yeah, you know that's one scenario. If you're coming over, that's one of the things I could see happening, or I believe it happened. I think a couple of shows someone, but yeah. The guy has a whole bunch of experience drag racing, but grudge racing is a totally different thing.
Yeah, I have stories behind that. But Silverhawk, you go ahead. Good point, Ghetto Cowboy. Good point. Silverhawk, go ahead.
Yo, you ever seen time when they don't want nobody to go to the driver? They put the driver maybe in the bathroom or tell them go away and stuff like that. You ever seen that happen?
Right, they don't want to expose their driver to all the chaos, to all the bullshit.
Right, that's the man that can't handle the pressure.
And I look at all of that. And what does your grudge man tell you to do with that man?
Jump, go in his goddamn head, because for instance, little Simon, right? Simon be out there talking shit with a person. And little Simon get in that car and go down the track. You know, he out there. He don't go hide or nothing like that. He turn around, he go racing.
So you saying the driver who has to be hidden or that goes to hide either by himself or by his team telling him he can't handle the pressure. Oh, so we get back to the word pressure again. Somebody tell me, how do you learn how to handle the pressure that comes that goes away when you have confidence, that goes away when you have experience? How do you handle that pressure? How do you get that confidence and get that experience and handle that? How do you handle that pressure? How do you handle the pressure? Huh?
I think the pressure goes away after the experience, and then you got the confidence. The pressure don't bother you that much anymore.
So after experience,
I agree with
you
that.
Say it again.
Okay, in the beginning, you're under pressure, right? And then after a while, you get used to everything. You're getting more confident in yourself. Even the pressure is there, but you just don't let it bother you enough. If you're confident in yourself.
Oh, so you're able to ignore the pressure. You able to look away to the pressure.
The double
pressure never go away. Pressure never go away.
But you are able to ignore it better though, aren't you?
Yep. Nah, not really.
Okay, wait. Let me ask a guy who should know. Let me ask a guy. He been under the fire. He been behind it. He be behind the DJ. He be wheels of steel and shit and. Yeah, the fans got to either feel his music or say, man, get your sorry ass out of here. DJ Stickman, tell me how you handle the pressure of being on stage.
Man, I still get jitters to this day.
Wow.
To be honest with you, you know what I mean? What I really do, you know what I mean? I just be me. I just take a chill pill, take a step back, and open my eyes up and just relax. I relax to it and just take a deep breath. And whatever happens, happens.
So you trying to wait to exhale.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Okay. No doubt.
I think that's an individual thing. I think that's an individual thing. I think it's based on the person's personality, how they came up. You know, some people just have nerves of steel. That's why not everybody can be a bomb diffuser. If you get what I'm saying.
Kevin Hunt, no doubt, Paul, good point, excellent point. Kevin Hunt says, I'm strictly going with experience. You handle pressure by going through experience. Kobe had all the confidence in the world, but he couldn't handle the Jordan experience. Oh, shit. Yo, Kevin, you just summed that up nice as fuck. Because all things considered, Jordan and Kobe were equal basketball players, physically equal. And they were equally confident as hell. But the one thing Jordan had on that Kobe could not overcome was his confidence. That's what I just repeated what I just heard Kevin say. I gave you my long version. But, yeah, hell yeah, I believe that. I like that.
That's debatable.
Because I'm smart. No doubt. Well, listen, now, Paul, everybody gets to have, you know, that's what makes grudge great. Because any two cars can race, and any you can make up any steps as long as you agree to them. And everybody can have their opinion. And so we even value your retarded ass opinion most of the time.
That's correct.
We let you have it.
But you could have confidence without experience, though.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Ronald, hold on 1 second. Hey, Ronald, speak to me real quick. Ronald.
Yes, sir, Joe. Yes, sir, slow.
Okay,
down.
Okay. No. What's up, Doc? I just want to make sure it's you. Hey, guys, let's do us a favor. When you come into the show and you don't have a picture up, just say your name, please, and then we can – I won't have to even, you know, call you out like that, like I'm trying to, you know, whatever. But, yeah, but go ahead.
My picture's not on the floor.
It's not. I'm sorry. You know, we like to look at your handsome face, too.
Okay. I'll let me work on that.
No doubt. Appreciate it, Doctor. But, yeah, go ahead, Driver. Who was talking?
Did you experience first, or you got –
I was a cocky little son of a bitch from the time I got in the car. The reason I got my first ass whooping is because I did what my father and what my team told me don't do. They told me don't let them old men take me out there to the road and by myself for them to whoop on my ass and double team up on me. I ain't saying they did that, but I went out to the road, did what he told me didn't do, and I got my first ass whooping, my fast Jerry Lincoln, by doing something he didn't tell me to do. He told me don't go out there by himself. When I went out there, I ain't have nobody on my team. I ain't had nobody looking out for me. My Uncle Roy, who's Street's father, used to always be my wingman. He'd come to the door. All right, he's going to jump this time. All right, do this time. Whatever he would tell me. But I had one of them old setups where I had to back up and lock the rear. When I left for the goddamn money, my damn wheel lit up. I beat him out. I jumped on it, but my wheel lit up, and he went shot right past my mother. And I pulled back, but I lost. I came in second until Sunday, and I came back and whooped his ass. My uncle went the goddamn wheel. Roy took the wheel for me for the experience and whooped his same car's ass. We had the same fucking cars, two Oldsmobile. Two Buick Skylarks with Oldsmobile engine in each one of them. Yeah, they call it Crosby. The Oldsmobile engine, 455, and he beat me on the highway on Wednesday night, and we came back out to the meeting spot on Sunday. My uncle got in the same fucking car and whooped his ass because he beat him out the hole. But
so your answer is experience?
Yeah, it's confident experience. Confidence won't do shit for you if you ain't got no experience. If you're a rookie, confidence won't do shit for you. You can do, and you make
so
all the rookie mistakes.
Confidence got your ass tore up, and then experience went back out there and won the race the next day.
Right.
That's what you
and,
did last.
And so what I said was the answer is. Confident experience is the answer. Confident experience. Michael Jordan, confident experience. Kobe Bryant right now. I mean, LeBron James right now. confident experience. The boy with the 3-point shot. What's the boy name? Make all the 3-pointers. What's the little boy name? Steph Curry, Splash Brothers, confident experience. And so that's what wins, confident experience. That's what you need. So we were all right to we're all right about confident or experience, but the answer is both. It's not one or the other. You need confident experience. If you're scared, buy a dog. 7:30, we're going off, guys. 7:30, we're going off. So definitely appreciate everybody coming in tonight.
If you're scared by a billy goat.
Hey, Marcus Wonder, Is you the one we put in them damn porno videos?
No, man. I'm ready to go to the gym.
Okay. We got you.
I got to turn my camera off. I don't get horny and shit with me.
We just didn't want to see no goddamn meat, motherfucker. Okay, that's what you do.
I gotta go with the confidence, and I like how you put that, the experience confidence, confident experience. I gotta go with the experience, man, because if the experience didn't matter, why do people step drivers when they feel like they the underdog?
You smart, boy.
You're right.
You know right what to say and when to say it, damn it. You know?
Yeah.
So you know what happened?
You know what happened?
Marcus got smart. Something must have dropped on his head, bumped his head, and all of a sudden he got smart.
Damn,
look at this guy.
Look
at this guy.
He looked like one of them guys from Roots back in the day.
Cowboy.
Yes, sir.
My name is Toby.
Hey, wait a minute. I see something. Go ahead, Marcus.
Cowboy, I bet you're smart enough to know that's not one of those races you're going to bet against me that I got locked in at North versus South. Now,
which races? Which one?
I got the Chef Lala crew locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I got the Red Cup crew locked in.
Locked.
Okay.
I got, and this is an exclusive one that happened today, Joe, that you don't know. I got Shaky Lee in the crew, Michael Lee, who can't get right, and then we'll lock the fucking also Saturday at North versus South. So can you prove that I'm right now, that you're not going to bet on none of those races against me?
Against you? I bet you I will.
Marcus, can I pay the punk out?
Who said can they pay the punk out? You know who it is, Frankie.
Frankie, punk out be paid in all currency that was locked.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Marcus. Marcus,
I got to do the evening wave to all the grudge ladies in the game and all that good shit. You know that's what I'm doing now. We got to keep it
going. Oh, God.
While we got that break in the action, right, we're going off at 7:30, as I said. But Kevin Hunt said, he said, tell him to put a shirt on. He's scaring me, Joe. Wait a minute. We don't have too many close calls up here. Wait a minute. Here you go. But he says, though, listen, interesting. There you go playing on both sides of the fence, pick a team when I said confident experience. Kevin, understand, everything makes up the team. You have to put all the pieces to the puzzle when you're doing anything in life. You have to have all the right tools to get the job done. If you're trying to put up a simple thing as a sign, you know, like even this phone, right? I have a cover on this phone. I have a magnet on this phone so I can hang it up in my car when I'm driving. I can answer it and I can use my GPS. I can just click it up to the window. But it's a tool. But I have all the things attached to this phone, all the tools to make it what I need it to be. And so when you need experience, a driver to get in the seat for that money, you need him to be able to handle that pressure. And neither confidence or experience alone will allow you to handle that pressure. You got to be the man that meets that moment in time. That money's on the line. A lot of people is counting on you. The goddamn boogeyman, the boo birds is on the other side waiting on your ass. There's a lot on the line, man, and you will be going down in history. This is a grudge race. There was one winner and one loser, and a lot of reasons that they won and a lot of reasons that they lost. Everybody going to talk about whatever they might be, but you got to have confident experience to be in that goddamn seat. You got to have confident experience. That's just my take. Got to have both of them shits. Can you have one without the other? You got the story.
I understand that. I got confidence. I got confidence I'm going to take Marcus' money, and I got the experience, too, to take it.
Ooh.
Well,
yeah,
man,
I can tell you, like an OG.
I can tell you this. You can up your bet if you would like. If you got that much confidence with the experience that you're speaking on, let's see.
I will when I see your face.
Well, you see my face now.
No. When we meet at the track, we will.
Hey, wait a minute. He see your shirt and your face, and your shirt and your chest.
Look,
you got to do all that now.
Hey, be careful what you say now. I'm going to hold you to it.
Are you? I'm going to hold you to
join
it.
Join the meeting.
All right. Good deal, Doc.
Don't run.
Good deal, Mr. Frankie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hold on. Before you go, would you like to bet the rest of, would you like to bet $20 on the rest of those races?
Which other race you got?
I got Red Cup, boys out of New York. And I got Shaky Lee and the crew. Can't get right car out of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're right.
Now, Marcus, let me just, I would be remiss if I did not ask now. Do we have an official DP man in place and did we push the send button?
Yes, sir. Long Island Joe is the official DP man. He's actually the host of the event too. One of the hosts of the event.
Yes.
Along with Dexter Carey and family.
Yeah, and friends. That's definitely going to be good. But yeah, you locked in, you pushed in, and you locked in. It's official, like a referee whistle, and be going into battle. And, Kevin, I don't know what the hell to do with you, man. Like I said, you got to have confidence and experience.
What kind of car they got?
What is it?
A G-body.
Oh, G-body?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet you on that one too.
That's like Monte Carlo.
It's that pretty blue Malibu. I mean Monte Carlo.
Yeah. I thought it was blue.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a good race.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
It's gonna be real good in the start and in the staging lanes.
Whoever leave first, you say?
I said it's going to be real good in the staging lane.
Boy, that boy smart. That boy smart.
I don't know if I want to bet you or not.
Come on, man.
I think Puck got money with dollar, ain't it?
No. How much? A whole dollar. Hey, Lexa, is that a holla dollar or a regular dollar?
It's a holla dollar.
Them holla dollars was good while they lasted. They be back.
Joe, holla dollars always been good.
Oh, yeah. But I see you down there, Marcus. I want to do all three.
All right, my man. Appreciate it.
All right, bro.
Good topic tonight, Joe. Did you get a happy medium from, you know, the people's opinion, you know, who all swayed towards confident versus who all swayed towards experience?
Well, I mean, there were believers on both sides, as usual, and the real answer was both. You know, you got to have both. You got to have confident experience. You got to have experience that breeds confidence. You got to do what you do so good that it looks easy, but it's hard. The only thing is you've been doing it so long, you make it look easy. Like running this board. I ain't been running this shit long enough to make it look easy, as hard as a motherfucker for me. And I hope it never become easy, because I hope I can be able to pay somebody. I will be able to pay somebody else to run this shit, or we will be able to pay. NGRA will be able to pay somebody to run this shit. The Grudge News Network. I'm about tired of this shit, but we going out of it. We going out of it.
Joe, you can never be tired of it. Joe, you born
no,
in this
ain't.
Shit.
Yeah,
Joe, you born in this shit and you OG in this shit.
Well, no, I just want a bigger job, Marcus. I want a bigger job, and I want everybody else to have a bigger job. I want to get paid like a professional.
Let me tell y'all something for the ones that's listening. And this goes to this topic at hand tonight. Always remember this. A wise guy can play the role of a dummy, but a dummy can't play the role of a wise guy. Put that in your pocket.
I like it.
No, that's
like
put it in your pipe and smoke it. Put it in your pipe and smoke that one.
Yes, sir.
Marcus sound like a deacon just now.
Don't you, bro? Reverend Marcus.
No, I ain't no deacon. I just keep it real. I just tell it what it is. But I'm paying attention to a lot.
Until he started reciting Cat in the Hat.
Wait a minute. I got breaking news. Hold on. I got breaking news from the other side. That's an ugly motherfucking Marcus is.
Well, hey, you know,
Maddox signed Maddox Latavius. Signed the owner.
Hey, what's up, Maddox? You finally came underneath your log where you've been hiding that for the last 6 weeks. I mean, 6 months.
Oh,
Joe, you ready to cut the show off already?
Hey, nothing I can do with it. It's programmed that way. I don't know how to work this shit. I mean, I could try to do something, but hey, you know, I mean, I do what I can do.
Hey,
man.
Joe,
I don't know how to do this shit.
Hey,
yeah.
Joe,
go inside the help section. Go in the help section. They will tell you how to do it. Go in the help section.
Hey, Joe, a little suggestion. I miss those late night shows you used to have. I think they used to get a lot of drivers through tonight. So think about that some, you know, this year, have a couple late night shows.
Love his late night shows.
I miss them too, Martha.
I tell you what, you know what? Let me go to the board. Let me go to the meeting on that. Let me go in there with the circle on that and come back on that. But we've been doing some shows. We're supposed to be doing some. We're supposed to do a show.
Well, Joe, you need to do it because you create the most hype. The rest gonna be boring sometime, honestly.
Yeah, wasn't you supposed to do a show Monday night at 8? You forgot,
yeah,
right?
I did.
Everybody
yeah.
have a good night. Yeah. I think the show ready to go off. I'll see y'all another time around.
Yeah, well, let me see. I might do another show tonight, then. Let me see. Goddamn, it's late as a motherfucker.
Hey, Joe, go inside the help session on Zoom. It will tell you what to do.
Okay. All
right. Y'all have a good night. Don't grab that.
The money in a pen.
most of the money's on, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A. Be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Well, everybody wants the money in the fame.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A. N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Well, never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
Goodbye.